Cigar Fields in the Washington Park Mall. Evan Farbach with head coach of the Bruins, John McKee. Hope that this Wednesday evening is finding you well. John McKee Show on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. And, of course, you can also listen to our website online at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Coach McKee, 59-14 loss to Owosso last week. Obviously kind of a tough one. Guys had an injury to your starting quarterback right off the get-go, and things kind of snowballed from there.
To put it bluntly, yes. That's a good analogy of kind of what happened the other night. But, you hate to see that with a young team, having to face that adversity that quick. But, it is what it is. It happened, and hopefully we can learn from that and move forward. But, that's a tough situation to put a team in that hasn't been in that environment, that situation before, a big game, big atmosphere, and then you lose your starting quarterback and you panic a little bit. And unfortunately, we did that. Kids kept fighting, kept battling. We scored a couple of touchdowns late, we have to. You can't turn the ball over six times and expect good things to happen to you.
And some of that, like you said, it kind of snowballed, and obviously the injury to Garrett didn't help at all. But some of those errors were kind of unforced errors a little bit.
Yeah,
just kind of just bobbles on kickoffs, couldn't get the ball back, things like that. And it looked like, as you got a kind of new club this year, once again, it's not the same team as you had the last couple of years. It's their first road game of the season in a big-time environment in front of, 7,000-8,000 fans. And they looked a little bit shell-shocked at the beginning. It did seem like they settled down toward the end, but by that time, everything kind of already been written.
The story was written, and like I said, it is what it is. But as you mentioned, we have two kickoff returns that we fumbled. We fumbled the kickoff return and give it to them in prime field position, and we can't do that. We fumble a snap on a straight, inside zone play. We're just running indie, and we don't get the mesh right and fumble it, and they pick it up and go score. A couple of interceptions. We just can't have those things happen, but it did. So hopefully going forward we can learn from those things and get better from it and, go and try to beat a Cache Hall team that we've got coming home this week.
Specifically, what's something that you think could pay off from a game like this early in the season, having played in an environment like that? The good thing is, and we talk about this a lot, and we talked about it last year on this program, the non-district is great, and it can give you a little bit of a measuring stick and gets guys reps and so on and so forth, but it doesn't really matter at all in terms of trying to get into the playoffs whatsoever. So what can you learn, or what do you try to learn from a game like you had this past Friday?
Well, it's like you said, being in that atmosphere, being in a big game situation like that, playing a bigger school, yada, yada, yada. But bad things are always going to happen in a football game. You tell the kids all that all the time. Bad things are going to happen. It's just how we deal with those, how we deal with adversity, how do we respond, how do we recover. And we didn't do very well at that the other night. So hopefully, the next time that something bad happens in a game, this person goes down, whatever, it doesn't matter. Next guy's up, and here we go, and we keep rolling. But mentally, it's the mental aspect that I was disappointed with the other night. Things happen in a game, but it's kind of like we hung our head, and the whole complexion, our whole attitude changed in the middle of the first quarter, second quarter, whenever it was that when Garrett went out. So we can't allow that to happen. We've got to stay in the moment. We've got to stay upbeat. We have to stay positive and keep playing. So hopefully we can do that in the future, and we'll be better for it.
Who stepped up and played well for you? Because I would assume that there were some individual performances and some positives that you can draw on from that game on Friday.
Well, I mean, sure. I mean, I thought that, defensively, I know we give up 59 points, but defensively, we didn't play that bad. Field position was a huge, huge, huge thing in that ball game. I thought our defense battled all night. Against a very good Owosso team, and I thought they got better. I thought, you know, AJ kept battling. You know, he had some good, some nice receptions late in the game, and Will Walton, you know, who was going to be our starter going into this week against Cashel Hall. You know, he played the whole second half, but I thought he got better in the second half. He needed those reps in a big game, big environment type situation, which he did do, and he got, and I thought he got better as the game went on.
And we can talk about the quarterback situation now since you mentioned that. Looked like Garrett coming into the game a little bit was kind of favoring his right leg, had a little bit of something wrong with maybe his left knee, it looked like, from where we were sitting. And then it kind of only got worse from that point going forward, and he obviously had to take a few hits here and there.
Sure.
What happened with him, and what's the situation with Mr. Meidel going forward?
Well, that's a situation where he got it hit in the game against McAllister, went through the week of practice and everything was fine. Got into the game, and you know, he feels a pop, and so you know, at that point you become concerned. But I think he had an MRI today, and he'll get the readings tomorrow, and we'll see where we're at. But unfortunately, those things happen in this game. It's a very physical game, as you know, and injuries are a part of it. So it's next guy up, and the next guy is Will Walton, and he's going to be our quarterback going forward.
And you spoke a little bit about Will Walton just a second or two ago. The difference between how he played when he first got thrown in the game and toward the end of the game, or after he got his feet underneath
sure.
him a little bit, was drastic. And I know mm-hmm. that some of that maybe had to do with, I know Owosso had some guys that they probably had some twos and threes in at the
yeah.
end there that they didn't have in early on, but still, he looked heads and feet more comfortable out there than he did at the very beginning. And that first play he was in, he was kind of stammering around. You could see it from all the way up in the press box that he seemed a little bit jittery, but he really calmed down and threw some good footballs as everything progressed.
No doubt. I mean, you know, Will's very capable of throwing a very good football. He makes very good decisions. He's very intelligent. He knows the offense inside and out. He may be the second smartest guy on our team next to, you know, Joe Fodor, who's sitting to my left. I can promise you that. But you know, again, Will is one of those kids that, again, that's a huge environment to put a kid in and ask to be, hey, you're the guy going forward. You know what I mean? To put him in that situation, in that environment, I thought he did, you know, he started off a little rough, but as you mentioned, he got better as the game went on, and I thought he did a really good job late in the ball game.
Yeah, he threw some really sharp balls to AJ for some really nice catches
yeah.
as well. Both those touchdown grabs and throws were really good, and we haven't had a chance to talk about him specifically all that much, but you and I, Coach, have talked about Will Walton off the air. I know he looks a lot bigger than he did last
yep.
year. You know, he
yep.
was your JV quarterback last
mm-hmm.
year. He's grown up quite a bit, and you can tell that he's really throwing a better football than he was this time, you know, 365 days ago.
He's one of those kids that had a great offseason, committed himself. He's put on, again, 10-15 pounds of just muscle. So as you mentioned, he's a lot better physical shape than what he was last year. Very intelligent young man that I mentioned. So I think he can do some good things for us. I really do.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee, Bruins will get Cashel Hall this Friday. Finally, a usual 7 o'clock kickoff, and that'll be a 6:30 pregame at Custer Stadium here in Bartlesville. And, of course, we'll have that game for you here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. We can talk a little bit more about the Rams in a moment or two. Also, of course, want to preview the Commandos as Bartlesville gets ready for a very good 4A club coming up on Friday night. But we also want to take a chance to talk with Bartlesville offensive lineman Joe Fodor, senior, who Coach McKee has brought along with us. So we'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk with Mr. Fodor here from Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Also want to say thank you to OK Federal Credit Union and Taco Mayo for bringing us this program this evening. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk with Joe Fodor. You're listening to the John McKee Show on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
For a great lunch or dinner, check out Garfield's Restaurant in Washington Park Mall. From burgers to steaks or seafood, Garfield's has something for the entire family. Garfield's is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Whether you're entertaining a client, taking a break from shopping, or wanting something different and great, go to Garfield's Restaurant in Washington Park Mall.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Join sister station Real Country 104.9 FM KRIG tomorrow through Saturday throughout the day when we'll be broadcasting at the Washington County Free Fair at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Dewey. Our sponsors for this broadcast include Tri-County Tech, Arvest Bank, Swimmin' Holes, Union State Bank, and Coffeyville Resources, LLC. We'll keep you informed about the judging results and fair activity. Brought to you by Coffeyville Livestock Market, Total Communications, Total CSI, Bartnett IP, Mimi's Antique Market, Mid-America Feeds, Farm and Ranch, Peck's Butchering, and Truck Traits. Come on out to the fair tomorrow through Saturday and enjoy the We Are Family celebration at the Washington County Free Fair 2016.
Fields in the Washington Park Mall, Evan Farabach with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee and also Joe Fodor. We're out here at Garfields every Wednesday from 6:30 until 7 o'clock talking about Bartlesville football. Bruins are 1-1, a week one win over McAllister, and they lost to Owosso this past week. They will get Casha Hall at home coming up on Friday. We'll talk about the Commandos in just a second, but Joe, welcome to the program. How are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing good.
Joe Fodor is a senior offensive lineman for the Bruins. You've started the last couple of seasons. And if you could, maybe just walk us through, introduce yourself to everyone, tell you where you're from, siblings, say hello to your parents, and then how long you've been playing football, stuff like that.
My name's Joe Fodor. I play center for Bartlesville football. I'm number 59. I was born here, raised here. We moved to Texas for a little while. We came back, and I got three siblings. I got an older sister, a younger sister, and then a younger brother.
What are their names?
The older sister is Grace. The younger sister is Julia. And then the younger brother is Curtis, and he plays eighth grade.
Now, Jay Stump tells me, were you neighbors with Garrett Meidel growing up?
Yes.
So you've got a little bit of a connection to a lot of these guys, of these guys you were with the whole time. Coach McKee, you want to say something?
I was just going to add that Grace Fodor is the best athlete in the family.
Grace Fodor is the best?
Without question.
And how old is Grace?
She's 20, but I wouldn't wouldn't agree with what Coach said there.
Now, what did she play? Did she play sports at Bartlesville High School?
Yeah, she swam.
Okay, very cool. Well, those swimmers from Bartlesville High School are nothing to scoff at.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you've been starting the last couple of seasons at center.
Yes.
Now, walk us through. Now, obviously, that's an offensive line position. What's different about being a center other than, obviously, you're snapping the football. But logistically, what does that make you do differently than, say, a guard or tackle?
Well, you kind of just got to keep your head and realize what's going on. You got to know what the guys to the left and to the right of you are doing. And you got to worry about snapping that ball and then getting your hands on the guy.
Quickly.
Yes.
And, of course, you guys are almost always running things out of the shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed this with Oklahoma. I noticed this with Oklahoma State this past week, in fact, and I've seen this with the Cowboys a few times. Oklahoma State will generally run everything out of the shotgun after they switch to that fast-paced tempo offense back in 2010 or whenever it was. They struggle sometimes when they're in the victory formation and they put their quarterback under center. Now, do you guys do your victory formation under center, or do you do it in the shotgun?
Under center.
Under center.
Yeah.
So is that something that you worry about? Do you have to practice that specifically? Coach McKee's nodding his head, yes.
Yeah, definitely.
because it looks like that must be an adjustment, because Oklahoma State did that on Saturday, and that is not the first time I've seen Oklahoma State do that. They fumbled it in the victory formation going under center when they're usually in the shotgun numerous other times. I've seen it three or four other times probably. So yeah. What's the difference? Why does that happen sometimes?
Well, you know, it's kind of just like, if you know what's happening, it's kind of easy to adjust. Yeah.
Okay.
For me, yeah.
Talking with Joe Fodor, senior center for the Bruins here on the John McKee Show. Joe, tell us a little bit about your football past. I know you've been on the varsity squad the last couple seasons. When did you start to play?
I started to play in fifth grade.
Okay. Always a lineman?
Yes. I was over that weight limit for the YMCA ball.
Okay. And so you've gotten to play last year, obviously. You were a big part of the success in the run in the 6A2 playoffs, and now you're getting to play this year, and you're one of the senior leaders. Compare and contrast last year's team with this year's team.
This year, I think we got a more upfield kind of run game going. Last year, it was more lateral, kind of hook your guy and then let the running back get the edge. This year, it's a lot more about the cutback.
Tell us a little bit about Joe Fodor off the field. You and I were talking before we got you on the air. What are your plans for after you're done with your senior season at Bartlesville High School?
Well, I definitely want to go to college, probably Missouri S&T.
And anything you're specifically interested in studying?
Civil engineering.
Woo, so you're a smart fella. He doesn't want to talk about himself, but I think he might be. So what's your favorite, let's say, subject in school right now?
Physics.
Physics?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're over my head. I tried to forget about that physics class about as soon as it ended. I think that everything that went one ear went right out the other. What do you do for fun when you're not playing football?
I like to draw some, and cool. I like to work out. It's kind of.
What do you like to draw? Pencils, crayons.
Yeah. Just pencils,
color pencils,
sketches and stuff.
Be interested in, I mean, that would, I guess, go into engineering a little bit too, perhaps, correct?
Yeah.
Architecture, I know you have to be good with the T-square or something like that at the very least. I don't know. I mean, I'm getting into stuff that I don't know anything about. We're talking with Joe Fodor here on the John McKee Show. Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Joe, a starter at the center position for the Bruins the last couple of seasons. You know, I don't usually give Coach McKee a chance to ask a question. Coach, why don't you got a question for Joe Fodor you'd like to ask on the air here? Go ahead.
Sure. Joe, how do you think that you have progressed and gotten better going into this year? What have you done to get better?
Coach, as everybody else did, I know I was working my tail off in the off season. I think from sophomore year to this year, I put on about 30 pounds. And
without question,
I'm trying to be more vocal.
Be more vocal. And you know, I say that because he did have a great off season. He's becoming more of a leader. He is our guy on the offensive line. I mean, he gets them all set and makes everything rolls how we need it to happen. But, you know, you go into that semifinal game last year when we knew that Bigsby was going to move Evers to the nose guard, and I told Joe before the game started, you're going to get your butt whipped all day long, but you got to keep fighting because he's outweighed by 20, 40 pounds. And you know, he got his butt whipped all day. And that stuck with him and that motivated him, I think, in the off season. And as you mentioned, he's put on, you know, 20, 30 pounds. He looks so much better, so much bigger. And, you know, I think that he can hold his own with anybody one-on-one, you know, this year. So
let's talk about this year's team, Joe. Obviously, you guys hit a little bit of a stumbling block last week in Owosso, but had a really good, I thought, performance against McAllister in week number one. So you've shown right off the bat that you have some talent and some ability to beat some really good football teams in the state. What is the mindset of some of the guys going into your final non-district game?
Well, I definitely think that we're going to step it up. Last week, we didn't take it too well. Who could? We've been working our butts off, and we're ready to go. And I know. I'm ready.
Very cool. Joe, appreciate you. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
That's Bartlesville Senior Center Joe Fodor. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about Casha Hall if the Commandos want to know. Come to Custer Stadium Friday night for Bartlesville's second home game of the 2016 season. So we'll preview that one a bit up next. You're listening to the John McKee Show here on K1 AM 1400 at FM 93.3.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Making good food choices on the go used to mean a veggie sub with no mayonnaise. Or removing the meat from a burger and eating the bun and the lettuce. My, how things have changed, thanks to Taco Mayo. Taco Mayo's little big bowls make good choices easy with a list of fresh ingredients as long as your well-toned arm. Fresh tomatoes, fresh onions, fresh lettuce, fresh seasoned chicken, fresh rice, fresh-made pico de gallo, fresh salsa, fresh-made guacamole from hand-sliced avocados, fresh cilantro. That's why we call it Fresh Mex. Try the Mexicali Little Big Bowl combo with a Diet Coke for just 447 calories. Or the Cilantro Lime Little Big Bowl combo at our Fresh Mex locations. Just 335 calories with any diet beverage or fresh fruit iced tea. Or maybe the Insalata Little Big Bowl combo with hand-sliced romaine lettuce. Just 271 calories with a diet drink. And all three Little Big Bowl combos are about $6 each. Great food choices on the go made easy. That's the Little Big Bowl combos at Taco Mayo. Little on calories, big on satisfaction.
Visit Taco Mayo in Bartlesville on Frank Phillips Boulevard, across from the hospital.
Washington Park Mall here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Hope that this Wednesday evening is finding you well. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee. By the way, if you missed a little bit of this program earlier, or you'd like to, for some reason, listen to some of the archive broadcasts, we have them all available on our website. Go to the Sports tab. Underneath that Sports tab, you can see the John McKee Show page, and you can listen to these broadcasts or tell your friends if they missed it and listen later on throughout the week before the ball game on Friday. I think there's also a link to the archive page from the BartlesvilleFootball.com website as well. We can talk a little bit about Casha Hall now, Coach. Commandos led by Joe Medina. This is your at least third year in a row you guys have played them in the non-district. He's in his 18th season at Casha Hall now. It's a 4A club, but a 4A club that has had a lot of success. Now in his 19th season, Medina is 187-29. And I'm sure, Coach, you would be pleased if you're here for 16 more years, or however long it is, 15, 14 more years, that you had 187 wins. That's pretty good.
Well, I'm not going to be 180 and 29, I can promise
you that. I don't think you've lost 29 yet.
No, well, okay, not yet.
Yeah, so you could still get there.
I'm actually 30 and 25, so.
Okay, yeah, well, there you go. That's exactly right. Yeah, I know. I didn't have it in front of me, but I know you hadn't lost 29 yet. So you just have to lose four more through the next, 14 seasons.
Yeah,
you're golden.
I'm loving that.
Yeah.
I'll sign up right now.
Okay, sounds good.
But no, Coach Medina's been there for a long time, and he does an outstanding job with that group. Casha Hall is a perennial 4A power. You know, they're not going to, you know, overflash you or razzle-dazzle you. But they're very, very good at what they do. They're going to do what they do, and they do it very well. And very sound, you know, offensive schemes, very sound defensively. And they just chug along. And he's done a great job with those kids. They bought in. That it's a you know, like I said, a perennial power, but a tremendous, tremendous program that he's built there at Casha Hall.
Yeah, they went 7-5 last year, returned 14 of their 22 starters from that club. The main guys that I kind of remember, Dalton Turner, Grant Ward, their number one and two running backs, both returned this year. They do have a new quarterback that graduated their QB from last year. His name is Dalton Abney. But Cashel Hall does a lot of different things offensively. Had a chance to watch a decent amount of their offensive plays on film this afternoon and this morning. They'll come out with a fullback a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. They have multiple back sets, but they'll also come back in the shotgun and run a pistol a little bit. Only attempted 13 passes last week and a big win over Holland Hall. They're 1-0, beat Holland Hall 48-10 this past week. That was their first game and win of the 2016 season, so they did not play a zero-week game. But it looks like they're pretty versatile on the offensive side of the football. Mm-hmm. And that Abney, the quarterback who's new, had not played a whole lot or hadn't started until this year, looked pretty good. They looked very sound and very, I'd say, fundamentally sound on offense.
I mean, you know, like I mentioned, very, very good at what they do. You know, they're going to hit you with multiple, you know, a tight end, sometimes two tight ends, sometimes two tight ends, three backs. So they get in multiple sets to try and get you in you know, defensively in a bad situation and try to take advantage of that. So we're going to have to do a good job defensively of recognizing formations, getting lined up to formations, and being very, very disciplined in what we do, because, you know, a team like Asher Hall, you know, forces you to be very disciplined on defense. Assignment football, you know, don't try to do somebody else's job, just do your job, and we give ourselves a chance.
He talked about tight ends just there. Davis Lambert is back at tight end. He had two touchdown receptions for them in that 48-10 win against Holland Hall. Most of their starters, I think 8 of those 14 that are back on the defensive side of the football, and they scored two defensive touchdowns against the Dutch last week. So certainly going to be a team that is going to be a formidable foe when you guys are on offense with a new quarterback this week.
Very sound defensively. You know, they're very physical. They move around. You know, got some good athletes, you know, defensively that is going to present us some problems. But, again, I think if we come out in the right mindset, I mean, that's key for us is you know, we can't control what anybody else does, can't control what the other team does, but we can control ourselves. And if we come out with the right mindset and a better mindset than we started with against Owosso a week ago, then we'll be fine. Settle down. You know, you mentioned we have a new quarterback. He's going to have to calm down, let the game come to him, and just don't press the issue. Don't try to do something that's outside the box. Don't do something that you're not capable of doing. Just play within yourself, run the offense, and we'll be fine.
And, you know, you spoke about that new quarterback, and I was glad. I would guess things may look a little bit different than they looked against McAllister for you guys, but certainly Mr. Walton showed that he can throw a good football. He dialed it up deep. I know that one of the touchdowns that A.J. caught was a 37-yard touchdown mm-hmm. that he put right on the money, and I would guess that he may try to establish the run game a bit. I know you always do, but I would assume that you'll unleash him a bit if the opportunity arises.
No doubt. I mean, we have complete confidence in Will Walton and in the things that he can do. You know, somebody asked us the other day in the kickoff luncheon what we were going to do differently now that, you know, people were kind of attuned to what we do and how we do it. And the answer was we're not going to do anything different. And just because we have a new quarterback, we're not going to do anything different. We're going to run our stuff. We're going to do what we do. And, you know, and that's take what the defense gives us. That's what our offense is based on, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
It's a 7 o'clock kickoff at Custer Stadium on Friday night. 6:30 pregame. We'll have that game broadcast for you here on K1 AM 1400 at FM 93.3. Of course, also online at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Don't forget to come on by and stop at the tailgate, as we'll be out there with Arvest Bank and grilling up hot dogs and hamburgers, and all that proceeds go right back to the athletic department at Bartlesville High School. I know you touched on this a little bit earlier, but I didn't get a chance to say anything about it. But A.J. Archambault, a very good job on Friday night amidst all of the different turnover. You had him at quarterback for mm-hmm. a little bit, about a quarter or half a quarter or so in the first half. Then he came back with a brand-new quarterback in the third and fourth quarters, and clearly no give-up in that guy. I mean, the game was over, and he's still out there, you know, fighting mm-hmm. for footballs like this was the end of a state title game. Looked very good, and obviously had a good rapport with Will as well.
Sure, and that's I mean, that's the same thing. Same thing can be said with a bunch of our guys. You know, Joe Fodor over here to my left, you know, is one of those. You know, our kids keep battling.
things didn't go our way, obviously, in the Owosso game, but they're still fighting, still in there battling. And one thing about our kids, and I told them after the game, you know, we're never going to quit. We're always going to fight. As long as I'm here and the head coach, we're always going to fight to the bitter end, and that's just who we are.
Bartlesville head football coach John McKee. Once again, it's the Bruins in Casha Hall from Custer Stadium at 7 o'clock, and that's a 6:30 pregame here on K1. Bruins probably still owe the Commandos a little bit from a couple of seasons ago, so hopefully we'll see you out at Custer Stadium on Friday night. Coach McKee, appreciate it. Don't forget, coming up in just about 4 minutes, we've got St. Louis Cardinals baseball for you. They're actually in the top of the third inning. We'll join the Redbirds in progress. Cardinals are tied with Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. Redbirds going for the sweep in that ball game. Coach McKee, appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, and go Cardinals.
And Trey Stumpf doing a great job back in the studio as well. For Joe Fodor and John McKee, I'm Evan Farbach. We'll see you Friday night.